You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and everywhere on God's magnificent planet on the web.
That's right. On 1510wwbc.com, you can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, there we share all of the information as well as the pictures and bio on our social medias as well as our website, which is sitamediainc.com. And of course, it's all downloadable from there. And thank you, by the way, for all of the great downloads for those of you who are listening and subscribing to our channels and so forth, because we have had a banner month. July was a fantastic month for downloads and for people listening, new listeners listening in. So welcome to the party.
Yeah. Thank you. So for our listeners who are tuning in for the first time to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, on Mondays, Ellen O'Neill, my co-host, who's been with me for 15 and a half years. Thank you so much, Miss Ellen. We couldn't have the show without you.
Love being here.
You're wonderful. And Allie Tambor is here. Allie's always here on Mondays, cheering us on. And we also have Danny Biding running our board. On this show, we try to give people a platform, whether they want to speak about faith, solar energy, food. Some folks want to talk about environmental concerns. They want to talk about credit rating, how to purchase a home. Maybe people want to come and talk about financial literacy. We want to talk about so many other things that folks want to hear about. And what we say is our show is fun. It's unscripted, highly educational, and we give you valuable information. And I am a stickler for people voting. So, of course, I remind everyone about the responsibility and the rights that we have, that people passed away from this planet so that we can have the right to vote. On my lineup today, my good friend Kayla Manning is here. And Kayla is a candidate for the Titusville City Council in District 5. And she's going to be speaking to us a little bit about her vision for the city of Titusville, her top priorities, collaboration, how to communicate with the residents in Titusville, listen to their concerns, and we want the whole world to know that Titusville is a hidden gem. It's a wonderful place to live, have your families, work, and we'll chat with her in a minute. Our second segment, my good friend Ashley Tate is here, and Ashley recommended two wonderful friends of hers, Eddie and Tawana Tucker. They are passionate and they advocate for vulnerable families at the Oasis of Life Ministries, and we will hear about an upcoming event that they have pretty soon. Thank you for being here, Ashley. All right. So without further ado, Miss Ellen, as you know, my friend Kayla is here, and she's going to be speaking, but her
segment is
covered.
And this segment is paid for by the Kayla Manning for Titusville City Council Seat 5 campaign.
Yeah. Well, Taylor, let's start off with you. Girl, I am so proud of you. People told me that you were running, and I was like, really? And then I put two and two together, and I figured out we have a lot of mutual friends. So why put your hat in to run for office?
So I was asked 5 years ago to run, and at that time, my kids were a lot younger. I also was involved with different nonprofits, which I'm still involved with many of them. I wanted to see some things come to fruition, so I didn't want to step away from any of those things. So now, 5 years later, I decided that it was time for me to have a go. And my kids are older, so they're helping me with my campaign. They're out knocking on doors with me and doing all of the things. yeah. Enjoying their summer.
Right.
And, and learning civics in the real world. Yeah,
government.
Civics.
We're learning government.
Right.
Yeah,
and you know what? Government. What I like about you on your website, the first thing you said is, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and you're a concerned citizen. And I think that resonates with a lot of us. You know, who have children and family, right? We want the best for our families. So let's chat about the primaries. There are three ways of voting. Early voting. Mm-hmm. You can vote the day of election. And you could vote by mail.
Yes.
So talk to the listeners a little bit about why they should vote for you for Titusville City Council District 5 on August 18th.
Or seat 5.
Seat 5.
Yes.
Yeah, seat 5.
Yeah. So, and there's also early voting, and that goes from August 8th through the 15th.
Right.
Yes. So we have that as well.
And I think the sample ballots are already out.
They are. Right? People are already sending them in. And I love when they find me within the city and people I don't know, and they go, I just voted for you. I'm like, oh, I appreciate that. There's a lot in Titusville. Titusville is a wonderful place to live. My husband is from there. We permanently made it our home in 2016. And I've been around Titusville since 2008 when I met my husband. So getting to see the growth from that time after the crash and everything, and then even after, you know, NASA left and then came back, Titusville is in a position to really blossom. And for me, that's looking at what we have. How can we use that to revitalize it, not just tear down all of our green space? I'm very much into conservation of land, so I don't want to see things bulldozed. I want to protect that, especially our wetlands up there and all of our nature. I mean, I have 4 tom turkeys that walk through my yard every day and, you know, tons of wildlife, and I don't want to ever see that disappear because we are very lucky to still have that in Titusville. So, you know, we're looking at smart growth.
So you're looking at the future.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And so what your boundaries from where to where can people vote for you?
So just in the city of Titusville, you have to be a Titusville resident, but you can be for the primary at a local election. It doesn't matter what party or affiliation you are, you can vote.
And as far as your website, give us your website. Yes. So while you're speaking with us, if somebody wanted to go on and check out your platform and your issues, and if I'm correct, you can accept donations from anyone. They don't have to be mm-hmm. living in the city of Titusville.
Yes, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, so give us your website.
Yeah. So website is my first name, Kayla2026.com.
On your website, it says mm-hmm. you want to protect the citizens of Titusville.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that you want to protect them from outside forces, right? You guys don't have a lot of crime there, I would assume, like we do in other areas. But Titusville is, to me, like a hidden gem. Mm-hmm. It's like, it reminds me of our little village back in Trinidad and Tobago mm-hmm. where everybody knows everybody. Small enough where everybody knows our sponsor. One of our sponsors for our show is Dixie Crossroads, mm-hmm. and they're there.
Yes.
So talk to us about, I guess you want to protect them from big tech and big firms and corporations, mm-hmm. and we just saw where they voted down the data centers.
Yes.
So you want to protect the people in that way.
Yes, exactly. And even when it comes to developers, you know, I do believe that any developer that comes in, they should be vetted properly in order to determine if their project is, you know, good for our city or not. And that comes with anything, whether it's for housing or businesses, because, again, we do have to take care of our wetlands and make sure that we don't flood, because we've had a lot of flooding issues lately, and so we're looking at that. But it's a balance. There is a way to balance it.
Right. And everyone talks about growth and development, mm-hmm. and they talk about sustainability.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about sustainability, because, you know, on the way here I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about retirees who are making a conscious decision not to buy anything anymore. And they're saving money, but they're also saving the planet. And I was like, well, you know what? That's a good point, because they were talking about people who purchase a car knowing very well when you drive off the lot, it's already depreciated in value. And the retirees are saying, well, I don't want to be the one to spill coffee in it first. And so in some ways, when you think about your monetary, you know, what you're spending and what you're bringing back in and where you know, clothing is going to end up, if people are thinking green, gasoline, you know, all these things, people are thinking it's sustainability, right?
Yes. And when it comes to development and for the city, there are plenty of ways that new construction can be sustainable, from pervious concrete so the water goes back in. A big thing for our city is water. We need to definitely put water back into our aquifers and things like that.
And so the Indian River Lagoon. I mean, yes, a lot of us are worried about that.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes, that's part of making sure the water is getting filtered. But we do. We have a lot of existing properties that are old and they need love, or they need to be taken down and rebuilt on. And those are the properties that I would like to see focused on.
Yeah. And there's always so many rumors in Brevard about schools that are going to be closed.
Yes.
What would you do, like, if you're on the city council, to bring more people in and promote growth and development for everyone?
Well, when it pertains to schools, I truly think that the schools do extremely well when there's parent involvement, and that helps, you know, raise the kids. The kids' grades go up. Just the parents are there. I've seen it firsthand when they're there, and then when the parents are not allowed to be there. So that's a huge thing that I would promote. Also city involvement.
Yeah.
So we have the Student Advisory Council that goes through all the different schools. There's a student from each grade, and it also includes homeschool groups and private schools. And so those kids, they team up and they learn about local government and giving back to the community. Even they do projects. So things like that. It's, yes.
Well, you know, anywhere in the world, we notice when there's a loving community, loving parents, elders, faith-based organizations, when people take, you know, families into their fold, or children, people prosper and they do better, right? Because it's about caring for each other.
Yes.
And that's bring me to your slogan for your campaign. What is the slogan for your campaign? Yes.
Caring for community, because it's something that I truly believe in. I have been acting in that way in my community, and as well as Brevard County. So it is. I'm highly involved with the Boys and Girls Club. I'm on the board for them. And what we always say is, it takes one caring adult to change a child's life. That's all it takes. And it's the truth. And honestly, it's the same thing for an adult.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, you know, words matter. Mm-hmm. Our actions matter. And if you wake up every day and you say, today I'm going to be a better person than I was yesterday, and I'm going to give the world my best, we understand that you can hurt people just the way you speak, gestures, your mannerisms, what you say about their race, their ethnicity. You can hurt people. Mm-hmm. And it's good that you are with the Boys and Girls Club, because that's one of the things I know they teach those kids as well. So let's talk a little bit about public safety and neighborhoods. What strategies you think the city can implement to provide safe neighborhoods in Titusville and implement it?
They actually have, okay, I'm going to try to remember what it's called here. I think I have it written down.
Yeah.
For code enforcement, they actually have a program, and they have created a PowerPoint for it that they're going to be showing my Rotary Club coming up, actually. But it's in short, CPTED, which it's crime prevention through environmental design. That's something that they're actively doing right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing that presentation in a couple of weeks. So things like that to help. Also, just working together as a community. We already do that. When we see something, we make sure, you know, the neighbors are alerted and are aware. But it is. It's those kind of things. I mean, even when it comes...
Well, even here in Melbourne, we have, little signs up in neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Like if you see, people see like Neighborhood Watch. Yeah,
yes.
You see a strange car coming up and down your street, you know.
Yeah.
It used to be people would come out and see what's going on, but now they just put everything on social media, you know, before you know it. I know where I live in Turtle Mound, there's a group. If they see a suspicious person, within minutes, there's an email. that somebody is walking up and down. There's a red car. Be careful. Nobody knows why he's going in and out of people's driveways or whatever. And it's good because you look out. You mm-hmm. look out for each other. You care, yes. right? Now, the other thing in Titusville, where all of us, we know we're close to the airport. It's close to Orlando. Mm-hmm. How do you plan to, yes. you know, the city has a lot of money coming into the city, and the city council members are responsible as well for the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do yes. you propose with your background, you do have some background in that, how would you tackle issues, what projects to keep and what projects you won't keep?
So when it comes to tourism in Titusville, I would love to see more of that, even from the county board that meets, because a lot of tourism in Brevard County goes to Coco, you know, things like that. So we have the bike paths that are excellent, different ones you can take, park different places and ride, and the Coast to Coast Trail and everything. So that's a big thing. We also have the only causeway that runs north to south in Brevard County, and that is excellent for kite surfing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the best wins for that. So we're the only one.
And you know yes, what? You are.
If,
yeah. For sure.
If you advertise that properly, there are so many people that yeah. love to fly kites. Mm-hmm. I am amazed, like, we are on this Indian Association website and, you know, they send emails and stuff. And hundreds and hundreds of people show up to fly kites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I never knew people like it so much, but they
and
do.
And kite surfing has become a huge
tourism thing.
It really is a tourism thing.
People will come to Titusville
for
that.
Those are destinations.
Our community redevelopment agency is also looking at taking one of our current streets and turning it into a festival street, because that is what it's zoned for. So they're looking at revamping that area so that way we can have festivals at least once a month.
I know, singing
month.
Group.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
Well, exactly right. One of the things, though, with Cocoa Beach, and this might yeah. throw you a little bit, but one of the things with Cocoa Beach, because it's so touristy, there was a lot of big companies coming in buying up all of those houses that you were talking about and making mm-hmm. them VRBOs. And yeah. now Cocoa Beach specifically has this campaign mm-hmm. where everybody's putting signs out saying no more VRBOs. Mm-hmm. Does Titusville have is it an issue now? Because I don't usually get up that way. But is it an issue now? And would there be something that they would, that the city council would say, okay, so 60% of the houses have to be owned by people and not by corporations or something along those lines?
I could definitely see something like that come across the desk yeah. for sure. Yeah, we don't have an issue right now.
Because it's so close to Orlando. I mean,
well, the issue is yeah. that people will, try will to go take on advantage. The boats.
Yeah.
Right, they'll go on the cruises, but they don't want to come in the day that they have to board on the cruise. Mm-hmm. So they'll do a couple of days at a VRBO the days before a cruise. Mm-hmm. And because you're so close to the port, and like yes. I said, Cocoa Beach is dealing with that right now. And it's great for the tourist community, meaning like the restaurants, hospitality, and mm-hmm. those types of things. But for a neighborhood vibe, you know, yes. when you're looking at community vibe and yeah. stuff like that, sometimes it can kind of suck the life yeah. out of that a little bit.
Yeah. I would definitely assume if we got to that point, there would be something.
Some discussion
that would come across.
About,
I mean, yeah. even like Savannah, Georgia, I know, you
right.
know, in the historical
yeah, there's a lot
district,
of communities
they have
now that are
rules.
That.
Yes. Yeah.
But the upside is that all the houses get prettied.
Yeah.
You know, they all do flips on them, you know, especially the VRBOs, because they're always coming in and cleaning and making sure that the lawn is mowed. And
but they don't care about the city, it's the, like right. like a
and
homeowner.
And it's a different
would.
Tax thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One of the things we hear about in elections from, we all know that your town matters.
Mm-hmm.
Where you live matters more than who's in the White House, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is all local, community. And that's why we have a community radio show called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Kayla Manning, and she is a candidate for seat 5 in Titusville. One of the things that we hear about all the time when people are running for office is how to hold elected officials accountable mm-hmm. and to make sure that we have transparency. What is your idea of holding yourself and all the other city council members accountable to the voters and the people? How would you like them to input with you?
Any resident can speak to any council member and meet with them. They can send emails, phone calls, or meet in person. So I highly recommend if someone has an issue, that is going to be your best way. And I would hope that every council member responds and reaches back to that resident so that way they do get their voice heard. And that would be, you know, probably the best thing to do. And I know individuals get up and speak at city council meetings, but sometimes it's not always heard. So the one-on-one
people,
contact.
Right? Yes. Acknowledge people because, you know, every day when people wake up, no matter where they live and on God's magnificent planet, everybody wants the same thing. They want to be. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to have freedom of speech, freedom of their religion. If they pray to a rock and that rock helps them to be a better person and kind and compassionate and have empathy for others, go pray to your rock. It's fine by me. But people want food, water, shelter, a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And Titusville does have an affordability crisis as well. So how do you cope with the affordable crisis, and what would you do to help the city with that?
I actually chair the Affordable Housing Advisory Committee. I'm on that committee for the third year now. We, you know, are given the recommendations to, we give that to the city council after we've done all of our meetings. So looking at what, you know, the Housing Coalition has suggested and reviewing things, going through each, you know, individual incentive from there, we make our recommendations, and then we just hope the city council also hears us at that point. Right. But looking at also attainable housing, so for there's affordable and then there's attainable, and making sure those are located in good spots within the city.
Yeah, it's also good to educate our high school, middle school, and high school students about saving, about credit checks. Don't put your hat where you can't reach it. You can't have a Mercedes-Benz when you're 18 if you're not making a good salary. Don't try to keep up with the Jonas's. You know, you live the life you could afford, right? Because a lot of times what happens with people by the time they hit that age where they have their first kid and they're 22, 23 or whatever, it's because they had bad credit. And so affordable housing ties right into the education of our citizens as well, our students, right? Now, another thing we notice when people are running for office, people talk about beautification of our neighborhoods, our streets, our parks, whatever. And what would you do if you had to vote on for, like, you know, parks? Every human being wakes up and they want a place to go to. And you're talking about Titusville having that one street. I think that's a wonderful idea to bring, because that would bring families together, right? And that's what we want.
Yes.
And are there any parks, any issues right now, anything in the works for the infrastructure in Titusville?
Pertaining to parks?
Yes.
Okay. So there are multiple parks in Titusville. Only 8 of those parks are maintained by the city of Titusville. And with those, you know, we work with Brevard County to maintain them. And I've had issues brought up about some parks where I've had, you know, service organizations say, oh, well, we could raise funds and fix this or do this. And that's what they've done. We've had an evening Rotary Club raise funds. It took them several years, but they developed an all-inclusive playground addition to Sandpoint Park.
I want to see an adult playground.
Yeah.
You know how children like swings?
I want the spinny thing back.
Yeah. You know how they have...
And there's a lot of padding that would have to go along with that.
You know how they have summer camp for children? Mm-hmm. We want a summer camp too.
Yeah.
Like, give us 7 days. We'll pay the $500.
I'll look into that.
$500?
Well, that's why they're charging kids at the church.
Yeah.
$500. You know, you pay the $500. And we'll help them cook and everything. But I mean...
Yeah.
You know, the world is coming down to where people are consumed by TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and who knows what, right? But people don't know how to look each other in the eye anymore and just talk and have a conversation. Now, if you will be elected to the city council, and I'm sure at some point you're going to have a project that comes up where the city feels it's going. This is what's good for the city, but the residents are going to feel differently. What is your strategy in your mind that how do you reach that person to say, hey, this is what's good for the city, even though you think it's not? It comes out of communication, right?
It is. It's communicating, educating. Educating is key. So if it's something like that, then, you know, more than likely in that kind of scenario, it would be tied to an ordinance or funding, more than likely, if it was something being decided where the city
Yeah, because you're looking
correct.
Out for the people's purse.
Yes.
You guys.
Well, and don't
yes.
forget
yeah.
Kayla's background. Didn't you manage like 50 or 60 affordable housing
yes.
units anyway? So I'm sure there was conflict management that was involved.
Well,
in
you know, there's
that.
Always that one resident with a big mouth.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, right? There's always that one person at the city council that can speak and get that social media on him or her, right? And they overpower so many people. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing when you're running for office too is, you know, people always talk about an open door policy. What do you feel is the role of a city council member if you were to sell yourself in an elevator speech and you're telling someone, this is my role, this is what I am going to be doing. Sell yourself to why people should vote for Kayla Manning.
So I truly believe the city council member seat is the highest form of resident representation that exists. So I am there to represent the collective, not myself. I'm not sitting in that seat for any hidden motives or anything to benefit me. I am there to listen to the residents and to understand where they're coming from and to see if there's a work between city and resident and you know, support them. I really
am. So you would make sure to engage the residents,
yes,
the constituents in decision making for the city,
yes,
and what's good for them and the city as well.
Yes.
Was there anything that the current city officials, city council members voted on that you said, I don't like this?
Oh.
Was there anything that you probably went to a meeting and you said, maybe I could do things differently or, you know, there wasn't? Or you think they're doing a pretty good job right now as it is?
Well, going back to the residents, I do wish some of the things the residents come up and say when they speak, they get, you know, acknowledged for what they said.
Adequate time.
Yes. And, you know, and then actually a follow-up of, hey, this person said this, you know, we looked into this and this is what happened. Even if it was done through an email or phone call, that would also be nice to be stated publicly so that everyone knows and they go, oh, okay, that would be a great way to be accountable.
And anytime you talk to a politician, the one thing that comes up is how are you going to balance the budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I without cutting services.
Because,
you know, we look at the what's going on in our country politically, and every time they cut something, it's taken away from the poor or the needy. Or you cut Medicaid expansion, or you cut public school, or you cut the teacher's salary or the benefits. How do you balance what's good for the public and balance in a budget?
I think it's being thinking outside the box, because like in Titusville, we have facilities that we possibly could be renting for paths, you know, some kind of income to coming, you know. So things like that where you have to take a look and go, okay, instead of making everybody pay for this or this group pay, let's see how we can find the funds to pay for it instead. And it can't be just grants, because everybody goes for the same grants.
I know, always. and what would you say some of the most important qualities for a city council member? Because I would think it's integrity, it's trust, it's your value system.
Yes.
Can you add to that for a citizen who's running such as yourself for city council?
For me, it's being respectful. I mean, I've had people say things to me or at me or about me, and I am going to treat everyone with respect. That's how I was raised, and that's how I do things. I have a professionalism to the way I do things, so, and that's what I intend to bring to that council seat. I want to work with everyone. I'm not an enemy. I don't want to be seen as an enemy, because I want to talk to everyone and understand what they're going through.
Yeah. Do they have any infrastructure problems right now in Titusville as far as the roads? Because I know Ellen always talks about Palm Bay and, you know, the lights, and it's just overcrowded.
Yes.
And I know Melbourne, where we live, it's overcrowded. You can't even get out of my driveway sometimes at 5 o'clock. Do they have areas like that where the developers have to work with the city and make sure that the people who live there can access the roadways?
Oh, yes. That's part of any new development. They look at, you know, how people come into the neighborhoods and all that stuff, and they're supposed to, you know, make turn lanes and things like that. Holding them to help with cost of infrastructure as well is extremely important. and a must have.
So I think what we're hearing is your top priority in seeking to become the next representative for district seat 5 is you want to be the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be representing the constituents in that city who votes for you.
Yes.
You want to be their voice. Well, we wish you luck.
Thank you.
And I think you'd be a great candidate. You're good. You have to be a good listener too, and you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And don't forget, in the primaries on August 18th, you don't have to be affiliated with any particular party to vote.
Right. So. And I love that you say that you are interested in helping with the public education. You do believe that every child deserves a quality public education, mm-hmm. and you also believe that education helps our cities to get rid of crime. When you have trade and commerce and education, you have a good city.
Yes. Right? Yeah, I actually am a big supporter of vocational schools as well and programs in our high schools.
Which we need.
Yes.
Because AI is coming. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take a lot of jobs. Before you know it, right? Do you want to give a plug for any of the charities that you work with? Because you are amazing. You do so much with the Boys and Girls Club, plus what you're doing with running for office. Feel free to give a plug, because that's what Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is all about. We try to, highlight what people are doing, the good in the community.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, different other ones. I'm on the board for the Salvation Army here in Brevard County. Also, locally, at our local level, we have North Brevard Charities, Hope for North Brevard, Life Point Ministries, Under the Bridge Ministries. There are so many different ones in Titusville. And honestly, a lot of those groups and individuals are the people who help support our city.
Yeah. Well, they're the backbone of the city.
Yes. They are the ones making true impact.
Well, based on your experience, I think you'd be wonderful for the city of Titusville. And I do hope people vote by mail or early vote or stand up on the day of the election and vote for you, because, like your slogan says, you do care.
Thank you.
So thank you for being part of our show today.
And don't forget that August 18th, Titusville City Council and school board races are nonpartisan, so everybody gets the opportunity to vote. So if you are registered to vote at this point, make sure that you get your ballots cast as soon as you possibly can. And Kayla Manning, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. We're going to listen to a few of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Viewpoint and with Sita and Friends right after these messages.
Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. with three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County. Contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere. What a great first segment we had with Kayla Manning, who is running for a seat in the city council in Titusville, seat 5.
That's right. Don't forget to vote August 18th. You might make sure that you... we always, Zita and I always love to go to the League of Women Voters to find out all of that great information. But download the show from today. You can get that on 1510wwbc.com in the archives. Just pick today's date. Or in about 24 hours, you will have it on all of our social media, as well as our website, which is zitamediainc.com.
And thank you. Our second segment today on Viewpoint with Zita and Friends is going to be just as fun and interesting and educational as the first segment. My good friend, I want to say that Ashley Tate made the afro more beautiful than it is. You know, when you grow up when you look around you in the world today, people are so unhappy with the way the good Lord made them. You know what? You're beautiful. No matter if you're black, white, green, yes, brown, yes, straight hair, gray hair, long hair, every time you see Ashley, she's representing her culture, her heritage, her life, and she's given out such wonderful, positive, faith-based vibes. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Ashley.
Oh, thank you so much.
And my friend Ashley, she is the CEO of Ashley Media Productions, and she recommended that her good friends, Eddie and Tawana Tucker, who are visionary leaders at the Oasis Life Ministries.
Oasis Life.
Yes.
They're here today to talk to us a little bit about an event. I want to go right to the nitty gritty. It's an event on Saturday, August 21st.
Friday. Friday. Yes.
It's a Friday.
Yes.
Did you know that this thing sent Saturday?
Oh, no.
Look at that.
Right.
Our bad.
I'll cut some of your hair for that.
There you go.
Little girl back.
So let's talk about this event that's happening on the 21st. At the Gleason Performing Arts Center at the Florida Institute of Technology. And why did you all decide to have this event? And I'll go straight to Eddie.
Thank you, Sita. So glad to be here today. Thank you again for having us on. We're excited, my wife, Tawana, and I, to even be having this conversation with you. And thank you, Ashley, for...
Can you say that again? Say my wife. How many men don't say my wife?
Well, you know...
How many women don't say my husband? It's like...
Yeah.
We're getting away from the family. And you guys are the family-oriented people
now. Yeah, I want to sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's a selfish... Yeah,
that's
what we
say. Exactly. Our show is fun, right? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're excited. Thank you, Ashley, as well. Ashley has such good friends, and we're excited to be here to talk about the King's Table tonight. Our why is simply, you know, I'm a creator and music producer. I've been in the music business for about 25 years, and I have the privilege of working with, you know, big artists, little artists. I consider myself one of those little artists, but, you know, indie artists, they call them in the business. And so it's been a while now, and I'm looking to use my gift to amplify voices that are not necessarily heard. And I think that's a really good way to, you know, use the rest of my time on the planet, which is about, you know, another 30, 40 years. I plan to be 100. So we're excited to amplify that message today.
Right. And so you're going to have this event at the Gleason Performance. And from what I understand, and I was kind of blown away when Ashley sent me such a beautiful flyer, but she said it's a free event.
Yes. Yes.
How is that possible? Thank you, God, that people could do stuff like this for the community.
And
people don't have to worry about getting a ticket to the
event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We were fortunate over the last few months. We've really been believing for the ability to get these kinds of things done. But a lot of times you have to do fundraisers. You try to, you know, work with investors to, you know, do community events. And that's kind of a long walk. But, you know, we were very blessed. People from out of the blue started donating to our ministry, you know, sending, you know, checks in the mail. Like, it was a prayer answer. And we felt like it was a green light to really do something for the community. So we want to plant that seed that night.
That's very, very inspiring. And so, Tawana, I could tell by just looking at you all, you found your life. It's a life of purpose.
Yes.
And you advocate for women and children and the most vulnerable amongst us, disabled people and all that. Tell us a little bit about the core mission of the Oasis Life Ministries.
Yeah, so we got involved in the Sanctity of Life mission, and it's just continues to unfold in the families. We are all about restoring families. And so when you think of the family, you think of, especially in the Bible, we are commanded to really help those orphans and those widows. And those widows are just not women, they're also men. And so we look at all aspects of the family and where we can come in and undergird or support in helping them through their transition.
Yeah. So you see each person, each human being has a heart and a soul.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter. You're going to help everybody.
Absolutely. One heart at a time.
And so, Eddie, you're taking the power of music and storytelling for this event.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel strongly that, you know, people, your brain really is geared to hear stories and craft stories. When we talk and communicate, we usually tell stories. And that's a really wonderful way to communicate life. And, you know, where we're all coming from, everyone has a story. And so we want to be able to amplify that message and using that to music. So we're scoring the entire night. It'll be a 90-minute presentation from top to bottom, film, music, impact, all weave together. Mm-hmm. There won't be necessarily an MC. Well, AI might do a little bit.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to hire that guy. So that was a blessing, too. We're weaving those stories together to really just highlight, you know, missions that we've been blessed to be a part of and families that we've been, you know, blessed to touch and tell some of those stories.
Yeah.
And so the name, the King's Table.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to know how you came up with that name because, you know, we're watching that word king being thrown around a lot in our universe these days.
Yeah.
People want to be a king. They think they're a king. They were a king.
Yeah.
You know, they've got no kings.
No
march,
kings.
Yeah.
You know, all
no
kind of stuff. Yeah. All of a sudden. So tell me a little bit about how you came up with that name because I'm assuming it's faith-based.
Yes.
So you're talking about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or you are.
Yeah, okay. We are.
And you came up with that name.
Yes. And we came up with that name.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Master Creator. In our terms, you know, we're just human when we try to describe God, the universe, and all these things that are ethereal. And we choose to believe that the Creator, not gender-based, is, you know, a king for the sake of conversation. Because we know that kings have a directive, and what they want to do is they want to basically expand their kingdoms on earth. And so we see and have believed that the Creator, in that particular iteration, wants to expand goodness, what it means to be healthy, to provide for people, that all people have what they need and that they're fed and they're clothed and they're understood and their stories and their voices are heard. And I think that's what a good king or queen would do in any instance, is to make sure their people are cared for.
Yeah.
I told my children the other day, I said, for every immigrant that's, you know, kicked out of the United States, I wish I had my own country.
Yeah.
That I could put them there and build my own school and hospital and roads and just have my own country. And they say, what would you call it? Curry chicken? don't give me any ideas.
Clark Norris could live there.
Yeah, I know. But you know, you feel like you want something for everyone.
Yes.
And you feel like it's not a person's fault where they were born.
Absolutely.
And the circumstances of their birth. And if we could make it better for them, why not?
Absolutely.
Right? Yes, you just have that feeling for everyone. So tell me some of the things that you all do to support the families at Oasis Life Ministries. You could take that, Tawana. Tell me some of the things, well, because I know you do a variety of things to help the families.
Yes, yes. One of the organizations that we do partner with is Care Portal. And Care Portal is they're in different churches throughout the world, not just Brevard. But they have answered some of the needs of vulnerable children that are being transitioned in the system. And they actually are collecting funds or using funds through the church to go out and minister to and give aid to families that are in transition. And so that's one of the organizations that we have developed a partnership and we support here in Brevard County.
Yeah.
And Eddie, so I would assume that people are touched when they attend one of your events, and I would think that it creates a lasting impact on the patrons that are there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your hope is that everybody recognize that our Creator lives right here in this good old heart.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter the color of our skin, He's right exactly. in there,
yes.
or
mm-hmm.
she, or whatever, right? And they're looking at us, you know, everything you say and do. Mm-hmm. My mother used to say, you could fool man, but you can't feel God because He's right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do believe in that as well. So your hope, your takeaway from this event is that whoever attends become a better person than they were when they walk in.
Absolutely. You know, you have a seat at the table by birthright. And people, oftentimes, life oftentimes puts you in a position where you may not feel that you have a place or a plate. And we want to set a plate. We want to serve in the presence of the King, the Creator of all the universe. And we want to be able to bring people to that table and really help them understand and feel and know that they are known. And that's really the feeling that comes away with when you're using music, because music is one of those things that bypasses your cerebral cortex and goes straight to your heart. So it's a really cool way to have people understand. It makes the unknowable known. And so we're using music for that purpose.
So I would say, Tawana, you're using the music as the art of healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's helping people to heal. The words, the rhythms, the people who are there on stage.
Absolutely.
Everyone would be swaying. It's like Elvis Presley. Actually, some of his music was faith-based, believe it or not.
It actually is.
He got his start in the church from what
That's
I understand.
That's absolutely true.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That's absolutely true.
And Allie, you wanted to jump in there? Allie said, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he was very religious.
Yeah. So so let's talk a little bit about how does one get a ticket? The website, where do you go to get it? Because you have to know how many people are attending, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us
Absolutely.
How to get a ticket to this event.
So we are encouraging everyone to go ahead and register at our site, oasislifeministries.net/events. So we do have an event page, and they can click on and just go on and register for free.
Yeah. And Eddie, a lot of the children that you all help to, they're orphans.
Yes.
And you all are just not helping people in Brevard. Yeah. You're helping people all over.
Yeah, yeah. We've been very fortunate to be invited to several different tables to have these types of conversations.
I like how you say that. Instead of saying several different countries.
Yes, yes.
Because it is a table, right?
It
Isn't
is a table.
Food and music the universal language of
it
love?
Is. It is. Exactly. Every meal has that. You know, if you go to the restaurant that you were just telling us about,
yeah.
there's music playing in the background.
Yes.
Just helps you digest better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We've been very, very fortunate. I was invited to Dubai back in August to meet the president of the Central African Republic. And it's a really cool project he has going on where he's tokenizing the value of his country, $380 billion in cryptocurrency, right? And we were like, that's very cool. That's a really blessed opportunity for us. But how can we have more impact, you know, on the ground, to actually touch the people, to actually create a table, to come to a table where there's people involved? And we were able to actually, you know, contact an orphanage there. We've been talking with them. They will have representation at the Gleason that night from Africa in our town and our county. So we're excited about that. But we also work with local organizations and families as well.
Yeah. And I was going to say, Tawana, you do partnership with a lot of businesses here in town as well.
Yes, yes. Well, we're growing. So we've been actually in a lot of churches, but we are looking to coffee houses. We've had live worship gatherings at coffee houses.
So how did you three meet? Because this is amazing. You, I don't think you ever yell, do you? You don't ever yell. We just...
A little bit.
You're so calm. Yeah, but how did this all come about? Because you're in music, yeah. But you took it beyond music because you added on so many things that music have now become like an integral part of it.
Absolutely. Yes.
But the good Lord sent you these signals that you could use the music to heal people, bring people together, help people.
Absolutely.
And then you found Ashley, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about that. How did you three come together?
I think we met at an event at...
A mutual friend, grand opening that she was having in Melbourne.
You and I went to the Barbie grand opening tour.
Yeah. It's always an event.
So at this event, the King's Table, is there going to be food?
There will be refreshments. Absolutely.
Refreshments. Okay, so
and there will be some surprises.
We're
going to have some free giveaways, just goodie things. Like you're coming to a theater, so you'll have popcorn and maybe a swag bag.
Is it
going to
be like a food truck outside the Gleason Theater or anything?
That's a great idea. We should, if anybody's listening and that's to be a part, we'd love for
People love that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So what does one expect? There's going to be storytelling.
Yes.
There's going to be music.
Yes.
What else? Are there going to be special people that's coming in or people from locally that we should know about or people should get excited?
Yeah. You know, I'm super excited because God has blessed us with so many friends around the world. I was MC Hammer's music director for about 4 years when he was coming through the Eye of the Needle. And so I met a lot of people in Hollywood, you know, and some of the people that are working on this program are, you know, creators that have been featured in Disney, Nickelodeon, Universal, Sony Music. These are creators that are donating their gifts. I want to highlight that. They're donating their gifts to create this whole entire immersive experience with film and music that night. So there's big names. We're not going to name drop, but I'm telling you, we're preparing something special.
And when I saw the name of your song, the new song that you guys, it's No Good Thing, I said to myself, well... No good thing, and you know, we use it in nursing. No good things comes to those who wait, and you know, you then I started thinking, I wonder what made him think. Because yesterday I was looking, you know, I was thinking about growing older, and I was thinking about a certain patient that I had taken care of a few years ago that was very excited that he would be going back home to his house on the river.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But as time went by, and he realized he wouldn't be able to walk again.
Yeah.
Mm. He's on insulin and he needs shots. Mm. He needs somebody to prepare his meals. Mm-hmm. Then he realized he needs assistance with bathing, washing, dressing. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking, boy, I could write a darn poem about this old man that I met so many years ago. And I think that's how songs come about too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? So tell me about that song.
Yeah. I have a really talented protege by the name of Avir. And he has worked with Gladys Knight and a bunch of artists, Brandy, and all these really amazing singers. We co-wrote this song, and basically what it means, it comes from a scripture that talks about, you know, God will withhold no good thing from those who walk upright before him, those who are called according to his purpose. And that's the message that, I don't know, you know, whoever you are, wherever you're coming from, you know, the Creator's not holding anything from you.
Yeah.
He's not holding back. That if we would just open our hearts and just really receive and understand that everything's been provided for us, right?
Well, the earth has enough for every man's need, but not everyone's greed.
Exactly.
That's good.
Right?
Exactly.
That's good.
And what I like about this event is that anyone is welcome.
Yes.
It's not only for Christians. It's for Hindus, Muslims, Jews, anybody who wants to come.
Absolutely.
The idea behind this is, you want to leave a better world than we found it, just like all of us in this studio.
Absolutely. With everything going on, everything you can see on social media, in a matter of a few minutes, you can just go into depression just scrolling through a few, you know, scenes of what's happening. We were very fortunate even last week to do music with some of the foreign students at FIT, you know, from different countries. And it was just a beautiful thing. And there was all kinds of people in that room. You know, all walks of life.
Well, you know, I think people get depressed. A lot of people get depressed, but there's something about music.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And sounds. And especially if you play, I know some of our residents at work, I'm working long-term care, Sweet Caroline.
Come on.
Always gets them. They just love it, right?
Everybody loves it.
And it just brings back so many memories for people.
Absolutely.
You know? And what I find is as we grow older and bolder and so much more wiser, we really can give to the young people. And what I want to say to young people is you have to wake up every day and look in that mirror and you have to say to yourself, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. And the good Lord has given you this chance on this earth to live. God knows how many years he's going to give you.
Yes.
But you belong.
Yeah. Yes.
You belong on planet Earth, no matter if it's India or Africa or the Middle East or the Caribbean where I was born. I remember saying something to my father once, and I said, you know, Pa, I was the darkest girl in the room, and I was feeling a little how, you know, because those girls didn't want to be my friend. And he said, you hold that head up high and you walk as though you're a turkey. And that's what I do. I tell people, hold your head up high because you belong.
Yeah.
And I think your songs, your mission, what you all are doing, that's what you're doing. You're teaching people that your life was worth something.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think Ellen wants to play a little bit of
a little snippet clip of the song.
But before you do that, let them give their website one more time, the date of the event, so people who are listening could at least Google all of that while the song is playing. So if you don't mind, Eddie,
absolutely. We're at the Gleason Theater, the Gleason Performance Arts Theater at Florida Institute of Technology, August 21st. Doors open at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. we kick it off.
Yeah. And it's an evening event. People have no excuse if they're working 9 to 5. Go home, take a quick shower,
strategic
places, and get ready and go. Yeah.
And I want to remind them they can go to our website at www.oasislifeministries.net/events.
And they could still donate some change if they have.
Absolutely.
We don't mind taking it.
Absolutely.
Right, for the ministry.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to listen to a little clip of the song. This is called No Good Thing Withheld.
And out on a limb, wonder if you're saying, cause you should swim. I was there, didn't know where to go. Felt alone in this world all alone. Problems need solutions, yeah, we know this. Had to look inside to keep my focus. Remembering the promise that you made me. Goodness and your mercy on the daily. No worries, no stress, it's all.
Everybody, let's hold hands and we could just sway to the song. Danny could videotape it for 15 seconds. Just hit them. Come on here, everyone. Let's get over here. Hold me.
What a great song.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you, Ashley, do we have any time left there, Danny? Another minute? Ashley, if you would take this opportunity to put a plug in for your media company and reiterate what's going on, we would appreciate you.
Oh, yes. So, of course, again, my media company is Ashley D. Media and Productions. And just stay tuned because I do have a feature film that will be released in 2027 called Untraditional Love, and I'm really excited. So stay tuned. You can also follow me on Instagram, official_AshleyDMedia.
What a great segment. Amazing. I feel so calm sitting next to her.
I do.
She's
giving you the energy, the love.
Her aura is good. So anyways, but Ellen, take it away.
Thank you again, everyone, so much for sharing. What a fantastic show today. And Sita, you do such a great job each and every week of networking and finding all the right people to send all the right messages to our community. So thanks again, folks, for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends each and every Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here in Brevard County. We appreciate all of the downloads and all of you that are support us each and every week. And we'll be back next week with another great show, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on 1510 WWBC.